The amendment would allow the legislature to pick a 10-member commission to draw the new district lines after the 2020 census. Majority and minority party legislative leaders would each get to choose two commission members. The eight commissioners would then choose the final two members. The panel would then draw the lines based on several principles of fairness. Dick Dady with Citizens Union says it's the best opportunity in decades to help fix a broken system that he says allows nearly unlimited gerrymandering by legislative leaders to benefit parties in power.
It's rare in politics when voters are given the opportunity to take power away from the legislature. And we believe that this is an important step forward in our effort to achieve redistricting reform that empowers New Yorkers to have a voice.
Citizens Union, along with the League of Women Voters, helped write the ballot language. It originally described the measure as creating an independent commission. But a Supreme Court judge threw out that language, saying it was misleading. Judge Patrick McGrath wrote that the commission cannot be described as independent when 8 of the 10 members are the handpicked appointees of legislative leaders and 2 are essentially political appointees by proxy. Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group, one of the groups who brought the lawsuit.
Is this an independent panel? We argue no. They're puppets, and the legislature's still the puppeteer.
Horner says there are other loopholes in the amendment that would enshrine lawmakers' ability to continue to draw the districts as they please. The commission's proposed lines can be overridden by 2 consecutive votes by the legislature. The lawmakers would then be free to go back to drawing their own district lines, with some restrictions. Susan Lerner with Common Cause says the amendment just isn't good enough and that the best plan is to go back to the drawing board and craft something better before the next redrawing of the lines occurs in 2022.
Proponents of this amendment are trying to characterize it as something which it is not, and the voters should be wary and should reject this as fake reform.
The ballot amendment is the result of a compromise between Governor Cuomo and the Senate and Assembly. Cuomo initially wanted reforms for the current state legislative districts, but he eventually signed the bill to delay the changes for 10 years, calling the new measure historic. Dady with Citizens Union maintains that even if there are some flaws, the amendment would still result in a better system for drawing lines than we have right now.
Citizens Union never lets the perfect be the enemy of the good. We see reform as an incremental process. You can't get everything you always want all at once.
And he believes the amendment could give reformers some strong grounds to take lawmakers to court if they do try to circumvent the new rules and continue to gerrymander the districts to their own advantage. He says the Florida League of Women Voters successfully challenged gerrymandering in that state after changes to redistricting were enacted, and they won. With just 2 weeks left until Election Day, neither the governor nor lawmakers have campaigned for the amendment's approval. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.